Greetings and welcome to a recording that I'm making with the Zoom H2 Essential, taking advantage of its multi-input capability. What I'm doing here is a little bit different than normal. I have a set of microphones clipped to a pair of ordinary sunglasses, which are on my head, creating a quasi-binaural configuration, and not real binaural because the microphones are not stuffed in my ears, but it's, you know, good enough for most purposes, probably, with headphones on. And I have the recorder held out in front of my face with the front microphone facing me, so that means the display is pointing away from me, directly opposite of the way you're supposed to use these things. The reason I'm doing this, of course, is because when you use the external microphone input, it takes over the rear microphone, so I can't hold it the way I normally would. Anyway, the point of this is to see if I can isolate successfully and without too many issues the voice on one microphone from the ambience of the other mic. What I want to do is have the ambient pickup from the microphones that are actually clipped to me and the voice being picked up from the microphone that I'm actually talking directly into. So to do this, I'm going to use Supertone Clear with two tracks mixing in Reaper, because there's no way I would be able to do this reliably with a standard two-track type editor like the ones I used to use, SoundForge, Goldwave, all those sorts of guys. So I'm just going to step out on the front porch, actually the back porch. Where we have the sounds of very, very late summer. Otherwise known as crickets and other assorted insects. It's almost 1 in the morning on August 31st, and the insect noises are not as loud as they were a month ago or even a couple of weeks ago. And of course, they will continue to decrease in volume as time goes on until at some point they will disappear for the season and we won't hear from them again until months later, except for the occasional solo cricket that just likes to show up and make noise for no particular reason, which does happen around here sometimes. I am in central North Carolina right now, by the way. We ain't got noises like that where I live in New York City. It's just not a thing. It just doesn't happen. So anyway, point of this is the microphone, once my voice has been isolated, will not pick up the insect sounds. Just as an example, so why am I doing this in the first place? The reason I'm doing this in the first place is because I've never liked the perspective of talking while wearing microphones. It just sounds weird. What I'm going to do now is actually fade the front microphone out and fade the perspective of the voice being picked up by the microphones that I'm wearing so you can hear what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. It's kind of a weird sound because the microphones are pointing in the wrong direction. Not only are they pointing in the wrong direction, but they're also not directly facing any particular source. These are omnidirectional microphones. So I'm going to make that go away because that's just not the kind of way I want to sound if I'm for some reason deciding to narrate something and also have ambient pickup. There's not really a whole lot to record at almost 1 in the morning on a Monday at the end of the month of August. So I'm going to go back inside. And try not to clip these preamps. Because the Zoom H2 Essential, as cool as it is, could certainly stand to have more headroom on its microphone preamps. It's one disappointment that I have with any of the Zoom Essential recorders is how little it takes to make them unrecoverably clip. Sort of defeats the point of the 32-bit float is the king of all your worries and problems marketing that Zoom would have you believe. At least in my opinion. Oops. Got myself wet a little bit. My bad. Let's hang out in the freezer for a second. It's cold in here. Go figure, it's a freezer, idiot. That was the sound of a slightly clipping thingy. Yeah, that did definitely clip. Now, here's an interesting situation. I'm standing in the hallway, and with the reverb and voice isolated to the front mic, the voice reverb, I should say, this will be kind of strange because this will put me in a mono box, and yet there is ambience that these microphones that I'm wearing are picking up with reverb. So my voice will probably sound a little bit weird compared to the remainder of all the other stuff that these microphones are picking up. Now I'm going to go back to my room, which is the living room. I'm using a pair of LAM Audio microphones, by the way. The Micro Uzi from LAM Audio. These are less hot than the Sound Professional's microphones. And even so, I still think that with the Zoom H2 Essential or the H1 Essential, haven't yet tried it with the H5 Studio, it still could be a bit better in terms of what it handles without issues and such. Anyway, spinning my head around a little bit as I tap this metal object so it's clear that it's a quasi-binaural type configuration. You'll hear that pretty effectively if you're wearing headphones. You'll even be able to tell with speakers. Anyway. Oh. Here's a stupid device. Wait, does this stupid device work? I don't think this stupid device works. No. Okay. Never mind. I was going to make stupid noises with a stupid device. But apparently the stupid device is not... yes, I need to reset those clocks. Very badly. Yeah, the batteries in this Korg Monitron delay are dead. And there goes my Apple Watch. Anyway, I think that's going to be it for this particular recording. I just kind of wanted to see what I could do in post. Mostly to get myself a direct perspective while also picking up random ambient noises. Such as turning on this Bluetooth speaker, which does that when it's turned on. And when it's turned off, does that. It's not a particularly good Bluetooth speaker. Anyway, that really is going to be it. Have a nice minute.